Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show. I'm looking for stability in my life. This is not what you think it is. When other people say this, I think they mean an honest, happy relationship, or a job they like, or adequate money, or access to whatever makes them feel happy. What I mean is the stability I believe my body can offer me if I concentrate my work at the gym on strengthening those muscles that have so far avoided attention. This can include, but certainly is not limited to, ankles, knees, lats, those pockets of unsightly fat I can easily avoid because they're at the side of my upper back, and that bugaboo of every gym member, the core muscles. I never thought much about my ankles, with the exception of checking them every now and then to make sure I wasn't retaining water there, which might signal a heart problem. My trainer, however, has started stressing ankle strength for balance, and this has me practicing on a Bosu ball. In case you aren't familiar with this tool, it's a half circle made of plastic. One side is soft and mushy, and balancing on it takes a bit of practice because I have never caught on my ankles to take the lead in strength. I have mostly conquered that side after numerous attempts at finding a spot to concentrate on somewhere in front of me and letting my ankles figure out the rest. You might think this is easy. Think again. Moving on to the flat side of the half circle is an entirely new experience. That side is flat and hard. But here, I have to balance having the soft, mushy side underneath me. It squishes at the slightest side-to-side movement, which is what my ankles use as stabilization. I have not yet conquered this exercise, but I love a challenge and have vowed to make that happen. Moving up the body, let's talk about knees. Mine have never been the same since I fell at the ice skating rink when I was 13, and someone ran into my knee with the pointed end of their skate. The following year, I clumsily ran like the wind down the basketball court and tripped over nothing, resulting in some cartilage breakage in the other knee, which has not become my friend as I've aged. Arthroscopic surgery on one knee removed those floating cartilage pieces, and that's helped me immensely, but calling upon my knees to now help me get up from a chair or the floor is an entirely unexpectedly difficult request in their opinion. The chair part I've gotten pretty good at, but so far my moving from lying on a yoga mat to standing up resembles, well, I'd have to say a foal's first steps. I try to do this only when I have a quiet corner at the gym because it can also take a bit of time to accomplish. The good news is I no longer have pain in my knees climbing the 14 steep steps to my condo. Although lugging a 23-pound bag of cat litter up those steps is a different story. I congratulate myself on figuring out that if I fling that litter up a couple of steps at a time, I exercise my arm and lat muscles as well as get the litter in the house. Okay, it might look a little strange, but once you give me credit for creativity, the picture changes entirely. Lunges and squats are nobody's favorite. I think I can say that in all honesty. And they're not especially mine either. My squats have improved from using the TRX ropes to lower myself down to a bench to holding lightly for steadiness, or stability, onto a bar and letting my knees support my downward progress as well as assist me in standing up again. Up and down, breathing in as I go down, out as I start up. I'm getting good, if I do say so myself, and I can see an unassisted squat in my not-too-distant future. For now, those lunges are out of my league, and it's my fervent wish that they remain there. I have a whole routine for my arms, starting with stretchy bands held out in front of me to warm up my shoulders. To keep those shoulder blades moving in and out, I need to keep my arms at chest level, even when they get tired. Then I have to call in my core muscles to help me hold steady, all the while figuring out how to breathe at the same time. I then move on to the pull-down weights on a machine. I can pull 50 pounds, although not easily, but I consider that pretty good. I started at 30 pounds, but now that feels like nothing, so I give myself kudos every time I use this machine. I come away feeling like when I flex my arms, I probably bear a slight resemblance to The Rock. There's another machine that tones those lateral muscles, and boy, do I need that one. It doesn't feel like I'm doing much until the next day, and then lifting a pencil can even cause pain. But I do it anyway, because I want to be able to use those arms to get up off the ground. None of this is really possible if I don't engage my core muscles, which for me is an area of several surgeries. Those muscles already feel put out by unwanted intrusion and did not come happily to the stability party, even when invited. In fact, sometimes I feel like they've left my body entirely or retreated to the back somewhere to become invisible. I don't feel them. I don't seem to be able to call on them in time of need in a way they will show up. And I sometimes wonder if I have any core muscles at all. An ongoing challenge. This area, in my opinion, is the least responsive. When I put all this together for my hour workout, I won't say I enjoy it, but I will say absolutely I feel better walking out the door. I'm happy because I did that hour, and, well, I suppose there are some endorphins happening. I feel lighter and better about myself. I know I've challenged myself and won, at least for that day. I have a sense of pride for taking time to build what I need to stay steady and upright. If stability can give me all this, I think I can give the gym a little bit of my time to hook up with that stability. Who knows where this will lead? I already feel taller and almost reed-like in my body. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on NowThatYouAskPodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.